This is Ozarks at Large. Ozark Guidance, an affiliate of Arisa Health, is receiving a $4 million grant from the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration to develop a certified community behavioral health clinic program. Late last week, Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda spoke with Jared Sparks, Vice President of Compliance, to learn more. Sparks says he was shocked to learn the nonprofit behavioral health center had received the grant.
This was an absolute surprise. We found out Wednesday evening late. It's interesting, the timing, because we had applied for this grant back in March of last year. And unfortunately, we were not awarded the grant at that time. There were three other mental health centers who were, and we were very excited for them. They're awesome. It turns out, as part of the COVID-19 relief bill in December, there were additional funds released. And so that allowed 130 more CCBHCs to be funded. So it is a lot of money. The goal for CCBHCs is to have 500 in this country across all 50 states. So before the release of the COVID funds, there were 33 states that had CCBHCs, and there were about 200. And so this bumped it up to about 340 and about 40 states that have it.
So as you mentioned, the grant will be used to develop these a certified community behavioral health clinic program over the next 2 years. So this is going to be a new service that you're providing. Is that correct? And what all does that entail?
So the CCBHCs are designed to really increase access and expand services. There are about 9 core services that comprise CCBHCs. And often the providers who have applied for the grants already have in place a lot of the services. They're basic stuff like crisis mobile services, screening and assessment, outpatient treatment. But there are some things that are very specialized and kind of hard to start without additional funding. One is assertive community treatment, and that's an evidence-based practice that's for clients who are seriously mentally ill. It's kind of treatment without walls. It's done, it's high intensity, done out in the community, and it requires some medical team component to that. And the other, so our funds will go largely to developing the ACT team, but also developing integrated primary and behavioral health care. A lot of our clients, the seriously mentally ill clients, have a high mortality, morbidity. They die 20 years earlier than someone without mental illness. They have metabolic syndrome, which means they have increased cholesterol, high blood pressure, increased elevated sugar, and they're at risk for a lot of poor outcomes. So we're hoping by providing this one-stop shop for our clients with behavioral health care needs, we can really improve the health and mental health of those hard to treat individuals. And the funds are really also targeted to the Marshallese and Latinx population.
Why those two specific populations? Do you currently have something in place to reach out to these communities, and this just sort of expands on that?
We know from community needs assessments, there have been several in the past few years, Washington Regional and Mercy have both done some. We also know from a study done in Washington, Benton counties, that that population really has some barriers in terms of awareness of healthcare and access to healthcare, and they also have poorer health outcomes. So we identified a high need, and we are also going to really reach out to and engage with these populations to plan for these services, so they're an active part of developing them. But really, some of our goals are just basic outreach and engagement. We are hoping that those populations will be better served.
So would one component of the outreach be maybe hiring more bilingual staff so that you could host bilingual informational sessions or something like that?
It could be. Now, we already have a number of bilingual staff. We have, you know, in-house interpreters. We've tried to hire Marshallese outreach workers before. That's been challenging. We'll just have to see what's more relevant to those groups. It might be that it's more relevant for them to have an outreach person who from their community than an additional nurse that we budgeted. So we'll just see.
And so how can the community be a part of this conversation as you figure out what they need? Are you planning surveys or focus groups or something like that so you can get a better idea of what they need so you can provide that for the Latino and Marshallese communities?
Yes, this grant has a very aggressive timeline. Within the first 4 months, we are supposed to be able to provide all the services outlined in the grant, including that outreach and the ACT team and the integrated care. But part of that in the first 4 months is a community needs assessment. And so we will be doing some surveys and perhaps focus groups. We partnered with UAMS Research, Dr. Long and Jessica Presley are two of our partners in this. So we'll be working with them. And we have other care collaborating organizations that are supporting partners. For example, you know, the Brian Moore, who's the Deputy Associate Chief of Staff at the VA for Mental Health, is helping us with our planning. And we have the FQHCs, the Federally Qualified Health Centers. So Judd Simmingson and Debbie Ackerson, Community Clinic in Boston Mountain, are both going to be involved. And so there is going to be a lot of outreach to stakeholders and providers and an opportunity for input.
Are there any other goals or any other projects that this large grant will be put towards? I know that's kind of the biggest chunk of it, but are there any other services that you'll be tackling with this grant?
Well, one of the things that we're doing that's going to be a little bit different is we're often when our clients are discharged from hospitals, it's difficult really to get them to the clinic for a variety of reasons. And we are going to be able to hire some peer supports with this. And so we'll work closely with our crisis services director, Krista McAllister, to do some outreach with the hospitals so that we have people with lived experience reaching out to those clients as they're discharged and hopefully making the services more relevant, less scary, explaining them to them. So that's one example of something we'd be able to do. We'd also be able to do some training for our staff and evidence-based practices. You know, we're hoping this doesn't feel like an add-on for our staff, and it should feel like a win to them and that they're going to be able to see better outcomes for our clients.
Congratulations on the grant, and thank you so much for your time.
Sure. Thank you very much.
That was Jared Sparks, Vice President of Compliance for Ozark Guidance, speaking with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda. They spoke via Zoom late last week.